to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, guys. This is Rosemary. I am calling in for the first time.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Don't be nervous.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you guys about the time that I think I saw a ghost.
Okay.
All right. So it was my birthday. It was back in May. So it was 3 months ago. Yeah, 2 months ago. And I was coming home from Galveston Beach, and it was late. It was like 11:30 at night whenever this happened. So I'm driving along, and there's this bridge, and the bridge is like this Lake Conroe bridge, and it's a known place where people go to fish. And so I had thought that I saw a man walking on my side of the road, like walking towards me. And I got so scared, and I went to swerve. And as I went to swerve, my headlights, they were on him. And then they, like the right one, it went to the right. And then the driver's side one, it went and it turned on him. And as soon as it turned on him, he was gone. And so then I corrected, and I was like looking for him, but I couldn't see him. And when he was walking towards me, he was wearing a gray shirt, black slacks. And I was truly, truly like frightened. And so, I don't know. I just wanted to tell you guys about that.
Did, whenever you saw him, did he seem like a solid being? He wasn't transparent or anything?
He did seem solid, but he was far enough away to where it was questionable if he was translucent or if he was solid. But when I saw him at first, yes, he was solid. But as I turned and he vanished, it was like the translucent happened. And then he was like poof, gone. And so the thing that's crazy to me is that on my way to work, I cross that bridge. I cross that place every single day now to go to work. And I'm like, I'm always thinking, is he going to be here? Am I crazy? Like all these different things go through my mind.
It makes me wonder what the history of the bridge is. If there's any kind of myth or folklore behind it, like Resurrection Mary or something like that.
Who knows? I mean, it's a big, big bridge. And I know that what's really crazy and what the reason I decided to call is because on the way to work this week, there was a man walking on the other side in a different direction in real life. He was actually going to fish, and he was legit wearing a gray shirt and black slacks. And I was like, dang,
that's weird. That
makes it even more weird.
It does. And there's an RV park that's, so if I was coming from town and then going towards the bridge, and there would be an RV park on the left, and then where people would walk down to go underneath the bridge on the right. And so that's why I thought he was a fisherman. I really did think that. And I have another experience I'm going to tell you guys about because I got you on the line. So, and then awesome. I'll let you go. Okay. So this is another time I was at Galveston. I was staying at the Hotel Galvez. So the governor of Texas, remember whenever he lifted the COVID bans and we could all like go out again. And at that very moment, I went and booked a room at the Galvez because the Galvez is like $350 a night on a Tuesday. So I got it for $80 a night. And so I booked it for 3 nights. I was so excited. Oh, and yeah. And I'm staying in this room and I'm washing my hair like in the tub. So I'm kind of like bent over the tub, washing my hair. And I thought that I had got like hit on my rear end from my husband. I was like, I popped up and I was like, hey, and I turned around and he wasn't there. And I was like, where is he? And so then I go and look for him and he's like snoring in bed. And I go, what the hell just smacked me?
A little bit of a pervo ghost.
Yes.
Frisky ghost going on.
So anyways, I thought that was kind of crazy. And I want to tell you guys about my ghost experiences. And I've never seen ghosts before. That's not something that happens to me regularly. These were just really weird things that happened.
Those are weird. the ass slapping would make me slightly uncomfortable. the bridge encounter would be fucking bizarre, especially to see essentially the same person walking in real life.
Wearing the same stuff almost feels like a time slip.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird.
Mind blown.
It's weird. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good night. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks
for calling in. Stay weird, friend. Yeah, that's weird. She had me with like sort of a ghost hitchhiker vibe, like they're talking about in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, don't pick him up until she said, well, I saw him on the other side of the road, but he was completely real, but he was wearing the same clothes. Interesting.
Ironically enough, oh boy, he did it again. Damn. You crazy, crazy man. Can never be appreciated enough. But as I was saying, on the, I think it was the last night shift that I was on. I think it was the last one. I'm surprised nobody caught it, but there was a part when we were talking and I kept looking over my shoulder and it could have been anything, right? Because that's what we do, explain shit away. But I swear I felt somebody reach in between my shoulder blades and pull down on my shirt. Like a real just a quick boop.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I kept looking over like, what the hell was that? And I usually, like, I'm sitting right now. My back is not on the chair. I'm leaning forward. Just because of the way the chair is, you know, the whole mess of the setup. So I usually lean forward. So my back is not touching anything. So there's nothing for my shirt to get stuck on. But it clearly felt like somebody just grabbed the slack in between my shoulder blades and pulled down.
Oh, and that makes me want to rewatch to see if like the slack comes out of your shirt.
Oh, dude, that'd be creepy.
That would be creepy.
That'd be creepy. I didn't even think about that.
Was that at the same time that... I can't remember when we were talking about the garage door incident and all that shit. Was that the same episode?
I think so. I could be wrong.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird.
I didn't think about it. Because I was going to bring it up, but then if I remember correctly, I got sent on storm. And I remember I was wearing a white shirt in that episode.
Yeah. That. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. I even brought it up to Shauna, I don't know if it was the next day or whatever it was. And I was like, yeah, I'm surprised nobody in the chat caught it. Usually they pay attention to those things. And I didn't initially say anything at first because I just shrugged it off. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, that, I don't know how that would have happened. I don't know how something would have grabbed my shirt like that.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah. Shauna, like, great, you're bringing shit into the house, you guys.
It's already, you know, it's been here long ago.
Yeah. And I mean, I also told her that I'm probably going to consider making custom Ouija boards to sell or auction off.
That'd be sick.
Could be kind of cool with wood that I've cut down myself. And
she's in here firing back.
Yeah. That wasn't my fault though. I didn't want to leave. So.
Yeah, more. That's true. We still got it from last year.
Yeah.
It is weird how, especially with you, when the weird shit starts to go, it starts to go.
Yeah, it kind of takes off.
Hits and weird, peaks, man. And valleys.
Yeah. Yeah, and I always, I don't know, man, like you just, yeah. Sometimes I do think your eyes plays tricks on you. At least that's what I tell myself. I hope my eyes play tricks on me.
Yeah, we.
Because if not, I see things a lot more than I want to admit.
I feel like we're ingrained to just explain shit away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Got a long, long distance phone call here.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Yeah, a little long distance. How's it going, though? G'day, guys.
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I've got to remember not to look at the screen while this is happening because there's a mad delay and it throws me off. But yeah, oh, no, there's a smile. There's not much of a delay. That's all good. Yeah, I thought I'd better call in because the economy has collapsed again and I've got nothing to do today except call you fellas. So
works out for us.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And I couldn't let Rosie be the only one, you know, got to share it around. I don't even know where to start. I've actually got a couple of links I need to throw on the Discord, first of all, not to go back over old stuff, but yeah, I found some, 5 weeks ago, whatever it was, that guy called in about the ghost light around the thing. Oh, well, $5. Look at that. Called in about the ghost light, and I found an article about some other troops that saw the same thing, so I'll throw that in there. But anyway, less about that, more about me. where do we start? So with my old house, I guess I'll just go straight into that if you guys wanted me to.
Yeah.
With the other things that was happening in there. So obviously Ghost Dad on the Dunny last time, that was yep, a good one. I do have further adventures of Ghost Dad. I will do that. I'll just go further adventures of Ghost Dad. Bugger it. So Dad used to do this thing all the time, I guess, while I was asleep. So I had this really small bedroom, and the door didn't close properly. That's how small it was. It was so small, the mattress kind of like blocked the door from closing. So, yeah, it's about as ghetto as Australia gets. That was my room. And I used to just leave the door open because it was also really hot at night. And a lot of the time I'd get woken up, I don't know, about 2-3 in the morning because Dad's a night owl. He's up all night watching TV, reading books, hitting back ciggies, and that's his night. I don't know when the dude ever slept, and I still don't know when the guy sleeps. But since he's been smoking since he was 12 years old, he's got this really distinctive breathing he always has, like living with Darth Vader. And he's still alive, by the way. He's still good. I don't know. He's punching on well, the old fella, but he still walks around. Like, you know, you can hear that breathing coming a mile away. So he should probably quit or not. Maybe the cigarettes and anything actually keeping him propped up. I'm not sure. But when I would lay there at night and asleep, and I get woken up, and I could just see his silhouette in the doorway, and there was always this little red, like little fizz of the cigarette in his mouth, because of course, you know, checking on the kid, having a smoke, and you'd always see the little red fizz. So it was a silhouette with just one red glowing dot in the middle of its face, and I'd always look up and yeah, oh, night, Dad, and he wouldn't say anything. That's all right. I'd get back to sleep. That's if I replied at all. Sometimes I just kind of nod and whatever. But there was this one weekend, and this, by the way, happened almost every night. I'd always look up, Dad's there, cool beans, go back to sleep. And then one night he used to play lawn bowls because he's just that kind of old fella. And he was going away on this championship thing they had about 6-8 hours away, a place called Lake Cogeligo. And he's gone in the minibus with his mates, so he's not coming back anytime soon. And since I'm about 7-8 years old, I guess, I'm like, I want my daddy. So I've climbed into bed with mum. I've gone into her bedroom and I've climbed into bed to sleep with mum for the night. And again, about, I don't know, midnight, I don't even know when the time was. And this is weird because mum and I actually saw the exact same thing, because I've woken up and Dad's there again. The silhouette, the man, he's standing there, the red fizz in the middle of his face, except, of course, you know, my old man's supposed to be 8 hours away, so it's not him in the house. But in my tired kind of state, I figured that it was him. And I was like, oh, Dad's here. And I've kind of shuffled back into mum. That's woken her up, because I've shuffled back into her to make room for Dad to lay down. And so that's woken mum up. She's looked up and she told me later that she's seen him as well, standing there, red fizz going on. And when she looked up, she said the only thought that went through her mind was like, I didn't know Peter owned a brown jacket. And then she went back to sleep as well. And that was kind of it. We woke up in the morning. Of course, Dad's not home. He's still 8 hours away playing bowls. Good on him. And back in the day, you know, the only way we could contact him was to leave a message at the front desk, because we just realized he's not there. His stuff's not there. His suitcase isn't there. And we thought, what's going on? Left a message at the front desk of the hotel, and he's called up hours later and said, no, I didn't come home. Like, that wasn't me. He's standing in the bedroom. But the thing is, I saw him. I've backed into mum. That's woke her up. She's seen him. We've both seen the exact same thing, standing at the foot of the bed. Well, not the foot of the bed, at the side of the bed. And mum saw enough detail in the night kind of lightning to see his brown jacket, which Dad doesn't even own a brown jacket. Well, it probably does now, but didn't at the time. Long bowls, blokes wearing white. And, that really wigged us out. It's like we've actually, Ghost Dad has made an appearance. And I think what was actually worse, although you can get ready for your best, oh, fuck that, if you want. What was kind of worse is when I've told Dad this story again years later and I've thought about it. I said, you know what? Like, the thing is, yeah, Dad's a night owl, stays up, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It actually doesn't seem in character for him. And I actually asked Dad straight up, I said, hey, did you used to come in all the time and check on me when I was a kid growing up, like at night come in? And Dad's like, well, no, because I didn't want to wake you up. Like, he was doing his best out there to have the TV down, the doors closed, so there's not much light. He wasn't coming in to check on me. He did his best to not wake me up. I've got school in the morning. Mum's got to. That was not Dad. Like, for, I don't know, 15, 20 years, I'm looking up, seeing this black silhouette with a red glow in the middle of its face, just one little of what I thought was a cigarette. And I was just going, not, not Dad, and going back to sleep. So, I mean, this ghost must have got the shits. It's trying to scare this kid for years and nothing's happening. And the kid's just kind of waving at him. But that definitely scared the bejesus out of me when I thought about it. I thought, you know what? I've had yet another haunting and I didn't know. 15, 20 years of this, Dad in the doorway. Yeah, no, it's not Dad. It's, Twiz is right. Bibbidi bobbidi beeping, Ghost Dad. He's back. Like 20 years of Ghost Dad in the doorway. And I did not know until I'd moved out of the house. I was an adult and I've turned around and said, Dad, is that you? No, it wasn't him.
That's weird. That's bizarre.
Was there any?
Was
there any specific features that made you think of your dad, or was it just the fact that it was like a male figure checking in on you?
Pretty much the male figure, but I mean, the silhouette matched. You know, it was pretty much the right height and shape. You know, it was a male figure. So,
well, that and it looked like he was smoking.
Yeah, and he looked like he was smoking, which is a very dad thing to do. How to tell it's my dad? There's a beer in one hand, cigarette in the other, and that's him. You've got him.
It was making me wonder if it was something trying to mimic your dad.
Gross.
Yeah, well, that's it, because that'd be practically the same dad that I see walking through to the toilet all the time that confused the hell out of us because we just figured it was him. It was that solid. So that apparition's just getting all over the place. But we wouldn't have known, and I would never have known, if it wasn't for that one night when he's 8 hours away in a hotel with his mates and they're all, you know, sports next day. That's the only way we thought, well, he's not home on this particular night. But I saw it, mum saw it, and we saw the same thing at the same time because I backed into her, and so that's what woke her up. So at the exact same moment, we both saw it and both figured it was solid enough. It was so solid that even though he's 8 hours away, we both went, oh, no, I guess he's back. Went back to sleep. So
that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, look, it wasn't fun. No, that was shitty. So, yeah, there's obviously a whole bunch of other stuff going on in that house, but Ghost Dad being one of the really solid apparitions that we saw super regularly. And the fact that it was imitating his breathing, it was imitating his look, imitating the cigarette in the mouth, didn't realize he wasn't in the house and tried it again. I don't know what it was, but, yeah, it's actually pretty scary when I think about it, to be honest.
That's definitely creepy. Like, if I was your dad and got that phone call, I would be petrified.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. If I'm not in the house, somebody else is in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. We just had some weird paranormal apathy. The entire family, every time something weird would happen, we'd just kind of shrug it off. Because whether we'd hear each other's voices or see each other walking around, just, oh, all right, wasn't dad. Oh, back to bed. I guess you hear that a lot in paranormal stories where people see an alien or they see a ghost or they see Bigfoot, and rather than any reaction that we would call normal, they just kind of go about their business. You see that a fair bit.
Yeah.
Definitely us. So
paranormal apathy is the best way I've heard it described.
Yeah. Theft, why not pass it on?
Stealing it.
Yeah, because that's absolutely what it was. Because there was there was literally, I think, twice where the paranormal apathy didn't kick in and I was scared out of my mind. The first one obviously being when I was at the museum and saw myself as an old man dying. That scared me out of my mind. But apart from that, everything at the house, we never got the proper reaction until a while later. I mean, except for Mum with the face in the bread box, that freaked her out for years. But no, most of the time we'd see Ghost Dad walking through the house, we'd hear him breathing, we'd hear each other calling each other's names and go, oh, back to what we're doing. So I can't explain that. I really can't.
No. That would creep the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Just randomly hearing your... I mean, then again, would it though? Because you think about it, you're like, how many times are you out and about and you think you hear your name called?
Yeah, no, you that's know? It. Well, the name calling, the only reason that was so weird is it actually got my nickname as a kid as well. So it wasn't even going for the regular Mum, Dad or whatever. My nickname growing up was Bunky. No one else knows that. So, hey, the secret's out. 20-year secret, gone. long story as to how Bunky happened, but no, we'd actually even hear the vocal apparitions calling out my nickname. Like you'd hear my mum's voice, like, Bunky, like shouting it through the house, which that's actually not as haunting when you think it's almost comical. But that's what it was doing. It wasn't shouting at Mum, Dad or whatever. It was actually using our voices and our nicknames. And I mean, that's a whole other call in, thankfully. But yeah, the voices, that was another one, just pretty not on.
Weird.
Not on at all. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't know what that thing was, and we left it behind because I haven't had any haunting since. My parents haven't, you know, because they've moved into another house as well, and nothing since. I think it was that house, which is weirder still.
That is definitely weird.
I definitely want to go back one day and knock on the door and just, as weird as it is, as weird as they're like, who the bloody hell are you? I do want to kind of knock on the door and ask.
How crazy would it be if they were like, yeah, actually we do experience all of that.
Yeah. The mimic Ghost Dad is still here.
But now it's just mimicking Howard.
Still smoking paranormal cigarettes and walking through the house.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be so much worse if it never actually moved on from my dad. They're like, is your dad the guy smoking in the house? Because we still see him. He's still here. It hasn't changed its form. Yeah, no, I mean, they're probably part of another call-in as well, but we're renting that house. The landlord never wanted to come in on his own. The landlord's son asked us a couple of times if there's anything we wanted to tell him. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean, and moved on from that. And even when we were signing even when we did the inspection, I was only like 4 years old, 5 years old, but even when we did the inspection, they opened the door and just let us walk in. They did not want to go in. And we signed the lease on a bit of paper out in the front garden. They didn't want to go in and just rest on a counter. And like, I don't know, that family never wanted to go in, which also didn't strike us as weird until years later. But we're like, you know what? They did not want to see their house. So, yeah, crazy times. Good times. Crazy times. I might go back and knock.
It'd be worth it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you, if they've seen some stuff, oh, I'm going in with a ghost box, bugger it. I'm going to fork out for the ghost box and I'm going in.
You go just to ask them a question and then you're like, well, by the way, go ahead and have a seance in your house. We're gonna get weird. All right.
It's like, this is my old bedroom to the right. If you don't mind, I'm just gonna rent it off you for a week. We're just having a seance for a week. I mean, if it's anything like it was when I lived there, it wouldn't take a week or a seance, just kind of stand there and it'll happen. So
that's crazy, man.
No. Yeah. No, the chills I got years later when Dad was like, no, I didn't want to wake you guys up. I never came in, was like, right.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
That, like that, the reality sinks in then. You're like, oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah, that was a haunting I didn't even know was happening until I'd moved out. Great.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, yeah, there's just so many other stories around that place. It's a good little place, but oof, I probably should let someone else call in at this rate, though. But, you know, I'll be calling back anyway. Awesome. The economy over here is not getting any better. I've got nothing to do. So phone calls it is.
We appreciate you, brother.
No, and not as much as we all appreciate you. I tell you, when that shirt finally hits the store, I'm going to try and be the first person over here to wear one. I'm just going to get a photo of that.
That's
first
awesome.
Find an Australian shirt. Yeah. Yeah, and I've got to get a photo.
That's awesome.
Love it, and love you guys. I'll you have fun.
Thank you.
And I'll see you. I'll call you as soon as I can.
Awesome. We appreciate it.
Stay weird.
You too.
Stay weird, brother.
Thank you.
How would you react to a call like that? If we were out and about and Shauna calls you and is like, are you in the house? Because we just saw you.
Terrified. Yeah, I would be terrified. I'd be like, Steve, we have to go home right now.
Any connotations of that happening are bad.
Oh,
terrible,
absolutely.
Terrible connotations.
It would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Her saying, you know, I'm looking at, I just saw somebody standing in the doorway that looked exactly like you, does everything that you do, and you're not home.
Either you got some kind of paranormal entity in your house mimicking you, or there is someone in your house.
Yeah.
Which both suck.
Yeah. 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 I don't.
I would much rather, I feel like I'd much rather deal with the paranormal entity than having humans are the worst.
Yeah.
Humans have done way worse shit to me than any paranormal entity has.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Well, you want to take one more?
Sure.
Welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's up?
Not much. I've been contemplating calling in a bunch of different times, and I never did it. And then I kind of wish I would have called when Tony was on, and just because one of the stories I'll tell you, or I guess a dream I had, I think you'd find interesting also. But I don't live too far from you guys. I actually live in Macomb.
Okay.
I left a voicemail, and I don't remember. I don't expect you guys to remember. But I used to have an experience, I guess. I really don't know how to call it. So hold on a second. Let me put this other headphone in. Yeah. Okay. So sorry. My name is Dave. It's my first time, I guess, talking publicly about this. So,
okay.
Well, right on.
I'll try to do my best. I'm a teacher, so I'm used to talking. So.
You got it.
So I haven't had anything weird happen to me for a really long time. Which I'm glad. But around the time I got baptized, and I would tell you I'm a Christian, but I'm not a very good one. Especially, you know, if you hear me talk, I cuss a lot, you know, whatever. I got some habits that probably don't agree with some of the things. But anyway, so.
Hey, Hollow Cult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Around the time I got baptized, though, probably 4 or 5 different times, I used to live in this apartment. I was in college a long time. I lived in this apartment. Everybody called it the dungeon just because it was dark, and it was cheap. It was all I could afford, you know, so it was a piece of junk. I live by myself. I would see this, or I would feel, I guess, this entity, I guess, a black mass would come around the corner, and I'd be dead asleep. And the only reason I knew it was coming is because I felt dread or fear. I was scared. I was paralyzed, like I couldn't move. And it didn't have a form to it. I didn't see hands or eyeballs or anything. If I could say the name Jesus, it would disappear. Okay. So I did that a couple times. And then, so then I'm thinking, like, because this was 2004, maybe 2005. So, I mean, I could look up the stuff on the internet. You know, I had an actual home computer then. So I try to look up some things. But so I looked up sleep paralysis because I experienced it once when I was about five. But it wasn't anything scary. I didn't have, like, anybody sitting on my chest. You know, I didn't see the guy with a hat on or anything. I just remember waking up and I was like, I couldn't move or breathe or anything, or I could breathe. I just couldn't talk. And talking to my parents about it, and they didn't know either. So anyway, sorry, I'm trying not to ramble here. So.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
You're good.
Trying to be coherent. So anyway, I know one time when this thing came in my room, I remember trying to make myself, like, touch my eye to see if my eyes were open. And, like, because I was still trying to think, like, is this shit real? You know, or, like, what the hell's going on? Am I crazy? I didn't do drugs in college. I drank a lot. I don't drink at all now. You know, so it wasn't like I was on any, like, weird shit or anything. You know, like, I live a pretty clean life for the most part. You know, like, I work out and I try to take decent care of myself. You know, so I wasn't involved in any, like, witchcraft or any shit, you know. But the last time it happens, you know, and again, every time it was like, I knew it was close because I had this just unbelievable fear that would come over me and terror. I don't know how to describe it because I've never experienced it again at all. And so it's strange, but it got up to my bed and it felt like it started to pick up the end of my bed. And I uttered out the name Jesus. And it was like, it felt like it was the hardest thing to do to get anything to come out. And that was the last time I remember experiencing that thing. So fast forward a few weeks, I got baptized. And right after I got baptized, probably, I don't know, maybe a month later, I had this lucid dream, I guess you would say. And I was in a church when this church was like out in the middle of nowhere. And there's nothing around. It's just me. And there's these two guys up at the front. I guess I called them priests. And they were both short. I don't mean like little people or anything. Not that that's wrong. If they're little people, you know what I'm saying? Like just shorter guys, you know, I'm only about 5'10", so they were shorter than me. So these guys were preaching or something, and I figured out that they wanted me to come to the front. And in my mind, they were speaking like Latin to me, and I don't know why. So I get up there, and this guy has me kneel down. And I know this shit sounds crazy, so he took his hand and like stuck it in my mouth and down into my stomach and pulled something out of me. It was like a light. I can't tell you what color it was now. I wish I would have paid attention to the color of the light. But when he pulled this thing out of me, I woke up and I had like this feeling of love and warmth. And like, I don't mean like someone was literally hugging me, but you know, I had that feeling of like warmth and love, like hugging me, and like something took something out of me, I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, what do you think?
I know where my brain goes.
My first question I was gonna ask, but you answered it, was if you started seeing the being before you got baptized, which you said you did. So
yeah,
that feels to me a lot like whatever that thing was did not want you getting baptized. It was trying to
right.
Maybe it didn't seem too direct at the time, but I feel like it was not wanting you to go that route.
Okay. So check this out. I got another part of it. And this part's kind of fucked up. So I don't know, like, I'm very open-minded about things now compared to how I used to be. So, like even tonight at my house, we were talking and my kids were watching some stupid videos and Bigfoot was on it. And my daughter's like, well, what do you think about Bigfoot? And I was just like, I just wouldn't be surprised if it's real. I was like, I read during the school year, you know, there's like 300 species of animals we discover. It's either daily or weekly or monthly or something. I was like, so who the hell knows? You know, some open-minded things. So we went to a psychic in the Quad Cities. And this lady was really nice, said a whole bunch of cool shit. You know, I don't remember hardly any of it because the end of it's what really fucked me up and made me mad. So I do this session. This lady, you know, tells me a whole bunch of nice things. And you know, because like I try really hard to be a good teacher and a good coach. And like that's very important to me because I want kids to have at least one person at school that they know that gives a shit about them because that's me because that's how I try to be. So, you know, I ask, you know, like, you know, am I doing the right thing with my career and my life and stuff? And, you know, and she affirmed what I think, but that's just whatever. So I get to the end and this lady says, well, I have one more thing to tell you. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, I see that there's a dark entity attached to you. And I was like, oh yeah. And she goes, yeah, it's been with you for a really long time, hasn't it? And I was like, no. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, it's been attached to you for a really long time. I was like, no, it hasn't. I go, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. So here's the grift. She goes, for 5 sessions, if you can come back, and it was like $75 a session, I can get rid of this for you. And I was like,
all right.
I was like, no, thanks, lady. I was like, I was with you. And I said this to her. I'm open-minded to all this. I was like, but you just fucked this shit up for me. I was like, if you're that concerned about me, like, wouldn't you tell me at the very beginning you see something stuck with me? I was like, I don't know about that. So I don't know. Like, it's just when I think about this, that being or whatever that thing was from before, and then that lady said this, I never put those two things together really until I kind of talk about both of them. So I never thought they're both attached. I don't feel like I have an attachment to me about anything. I pray about that. We went to Roswell in 2017. Awesome. If you ever have a chance to go, it is fucking great. I loved it. It was so much fun. I met Stanton Friedman. I met Josh awesome. Gates. It was great. I talked to Stanton Friedman for like a half an hour.
That's awesome.
And the only reason we stopped is because my girlfriend or my fiance, her name's Michael, she's like, hey, Dave, we need to get going. I was like, oh, yeah, it's true. We're on vacation. I don't want to spend the whole time talking to this guy that you don't even know who the hell he is, you know? So, but I could tell you some more Roswell stuff. It was great. But, you know, I don't know. It's like, the lady, the psychic I met in Roswell, she didn't tell me anything about that. The only thing I remember talking to her about was she told me that I need to find a balance between my professional life and my family life, or I'll lose one or both. And she was right. Because if I like something, I really dive into it and I really try to find out as much about it as I can, you know? So,
yes.
I try to be analytical because I teach kids, man, that's important. And I don't want, there's so many things I see, you know, on the internet and I'm just like, what are we doing? You know, what's going on here? So I don't want to bore anybody with how I feel about education other than I just know there are people that are trying to do a good job teaching. At least I am. And I'm not telling you I'm the best one, but the kids I have know that I care about them. So
that's awesome.
And that's important. And that's important to me. So.
It is.
Absolutely. A couple questions here.
Okay.
So your first psychic reading.
Yeah.
With the lady that told you out of the dark entity.
Yeah.
Was that prior you being baptized?
No, this was not last summer, the summer before. No, it couldn't have been two summers ago. I had COVID. It was last summer. I got COVID really bad, but I don't talk about that today.
So your second psychic reading you had. So would that have been before?
Technically the first one would have been in Roswell in 17. Yeah. And then the one was the lady from last summer, because we went to, we like to go to Galena a couple times a year. It's awesome up there. I love it. Just a little cool town. So, mm-hmm. But the Quad Cities is on the way, but yeah, I think it was last summer. Pretty sure it was 22, but the first lady was in Roswell. That was 17. She didn't say anything about that. So
gotcha. Because I was wondering, because the way you initially made it sound, I was on board with Steve. So, you know, the entity not wanting to be baptized. And then once you got baptized.
Yeah. It went away.
Man, I kind of feel like your prayers were answered. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Latin's used in a lot of exorcisms, right?
Oh, fuck. I didn't think about that.
Yes. And
that's where my brain went.
Yeah, and wow. They removed.
I never once thought about something like that. Wow,
that's where crazy. And that's why I wanted to know about the psychic who mentioned that you had an entity. Oh, if that was prior to your baptism, and the second one didn't mention it, because then I was like, oh shit, this perfectly lines up. But you know that went out the window. But I do kind of feel like. Because you had that feeling of just almost elation afterwards. Where you're like, holy shit, like I feel great. You know, this is amazing.
And for me, it's strange because, you know, I've always been, I don't know what to call, Christian light. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a Christian. I still am, but just it's always been around, but I've never dabbled in any other shit. All that kind of stuff interests me, you know, like the occult and things like that. But I've never we played with a Ouija board, like when we were kids, like probably everybody else did. Cause I grew up in a small town, you know, so there ain't shit to do, you know, you do stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
That was when I was like 15 or 16 years old. And it was like dumb stuff. We're asking it like who we're going to get married to and crap. So,
right.
And nobody remembers any of that. So.
And a lot of times these things will connect to you. Like when you're in a state of vulnerability, if you've got a lot of traumatizing stuff going on in your life, a lot of stress, they'll see that as an opening.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's, you're right. You hit there right on the head. I was engaged and unengaged in a really short amount of time. And I spent a couple of years trying to get that girl back, which is, I don't even want to get into that. So, and I flunked out of school at one time. So I had a friend commit suicide. My aunt died. There was a whole bunch of stuff happened at one time.
Yeah, that'll do it.
They do. They find cracks in your armor, and then they kind of latch on.
Well, you know, and I never like put that all together to think of it that way. I'm really glad I shared that. So I do have another a dream, I guess I could tell you. Well, it was a dream, so. My aunt, her name was Charlotte, was one of my mom's sisters. She had a brain aneurysm and she died when she was like 47, 48, just sudden. And it was, I remember this plain as day. My best friend's named Adam, and him and I were in my dream. We were at the Dairy Queen in Rushville, Illinois, I grew up in Rushville. And I have a Dairy Queen with the backwards drive through. And if you've ever been there, you'd be like, oh yeah, it is dumb. So. Anyway, so I remember plain as day sitting there with Adam, you know, we're like eating or whatever. My aunt walks in, sits down right across from me. And I was like, I looked at Adam and I was like, and she goes, just tell everybody that I'm fine. everything's fine. You know, it wasn't nothing bad happened. And I'm good. Not to worry about me. And I was like, all right. And I just woke up and I told my mom about it. And at first, I don't think she believed me. And then about a week or two later, she asked about it again. And I told her the same thing. And I was like, she goes, wow, I wish I'd have a dream like that. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It just happens, you know? So, but I don't have any, thank God, I don't have any weird stuff that's happened for a while. So,
well, that could be a positive thing.
Yeah, for sure. But I do pray for protection, because I believe in that. I think, you know, if the other side's working that hard with all their symbolism, you know, there's got to be a counterbalance to it. So
absolutely, you know,
the good with the bad and everything. So
I think something found you at a very vulnerable point in your life and tried to latch on. And it sounds like the baptism probably saved you.
Yeah.
Saved you from a lot of trouble.
That's crazy to think about. Yeah.
That dream you had with the Latin was probably just confirmation of it being taken from you.
Well, and even me getting baptized and going back to church was kind of like happenstance anyway. So I did an internship at the YMCA here in Macomb. And one of the days out at one of the churches here in town, they had like something for kids where like each room was a part of the body. And like the room they came in for us was muscles. So kids would come in, I'd read them this thing, talk about muscles and stuff. And then they'd go to the next group. Anyway, so I met the pastor that day and I probably talked to him for like 4 hours. Like I sat down and basically spilled out my whole life to him, because it was like right after I had this breakup with this stupid girl and how traumatic it was for me and everything. So I started going to church because I met Pastor Randy. And I remember going to church a few weeks in a row, and then there was a couple Sundays where I'm like, so I was hungover because I went to Western. Like, if you went to WIU in the late 90s, early 2000s, you partied. That's what people did. So I was a participant for a long time. So, but I remember a few Sundays I'd wake up and be like, yeah, I don't want to go to church. So I wouldn't. And then the next week, you know, church would come around and I'd be like, yeah, I guess I'll go. But then, you know, I had two or three in a row where I had that feeling of, you don't want to go. And I thought like, why not? Why don't I want to go? What am I going to do? I'm going to sit here until the Bears come on and then be mad for the rest of the day because they'll probably play like crap because they suck every year of my life. So just like the Cubs. Yeah, I know y'all are Cardinal fans down in Southern Illinois. So it's fine.
It's not that much better, you know, for us.
Well, not this year.
Yeah.
I'm on the other end of that stick usually. So I get that. But, wow. You know, I guess I never put all those pieces together, but when you guys kind of like line it up a little bit, it all makes sense now.
It's weird, man. It's definitely weird.
Ooh, okay. Well,
it all lines up. The fact that it reacted to, you using Jesus' name.
Yeah.
The baptism kind of shutting it down.
And it was hard sometimes. Like I couldn't get it out hardly. That's what really like messes with my brain a lot, because it's like
it makes you wonder how far this thing had its hook sunk into you.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's like not being able to do those things, from what I've understood and heard, that's some pretty serious oppression. Because they'll say oppression will affect you in ways of like you want to pray, but for some reason you have a mental block and can't remember the prayer, or you just won't do it. You want to go to church, but you won't go to church. You know, you're like,
I even remember praying. Like, I was like, God, will you please give me a sign about what to do about this girl? And so I just randomly open up the Bible, and I hardly ever read the Bible. So I don't know. I just, I'm somewhere in the middle with my faith of something. So anyway, so the first name I see, and there's only one name I saw on that page, and it was Jezebel. And I was like, oh shit. So I like slammed the Bible shut and I threw it under my bed. And I was like, I was just like, I'm going to make this work. I kept saying that to myself. I'll make it work. And I was like, now I hear that as, you know, being 46 years old, I'm just like, I was really dumb when I was in my 20s. So,
yeah, sometimes that stuff's well out of your hands, my friend.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for putting all that together for me. And I've been a Patreon person for a while. I'm not terribly active on the groups. Just, I got a family, you know. Right now I'm off for the summer, but you know, during the school year I coach and I don't got a lot of extra time. It's hard to get in, be involved with all these groups and things I'd love to, you know, because I listen to a bunch of different podcasts and I like a lot of different people, but I found you guys through the confessionals. And then, because I randomly found him for it through, I don't know, maybe L.A. Marzulli or somebody. I can't remember now. So, but I try to stay up to speed with what's going on. I've loved the topics that you guys have picked out and how you go through them piece by piece in steps. I think that's really important to do. You know, if people genuinely are trying to learn, that's how you do it. You teach people piece by piece. You know what I mean? Like, we've all watched Alex Jones, and a lot of things he says ends up being right, but it's so much at once.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like, facts.
It's like, dude, pump the fucking brakes. Like, you know, he is right about the frogs or whatever, but it's like, there's so much. You can't just word vomit on people and expect them to listen. So,
yeah, it's hard to believe you. Yeah, it's hard to retain all of it at once. And then not to mention, he dumps so much at you at once, you damn near end up forgetting it all because it's just, like you said, it's just too much.
Right. If I hear things like when I'm listening, because I listen more than I watch anything. That way I can multitask, you know.
Absolutely.
If I'm mowing or working out or whatever, driving the car. The piece by piece thing, I think you guys are just, you're doing awesome. I think it's great. Keep up the good work. I just look forward to hearing some more topics that you guys are hitting home runs on. That Collins Elite stuff was crazy. All those operations and things, just, dude, I don't know. I guess let me ask you one thing and then I'll get off because I'm sure somebody else wants to call in. But for real, who the fuck am I supposed to believe with this UAP UFO stuff?
That's the question, my friend.
$1 million question.
I'm so fucking serious. Like, because like sometimes I think Jeremy Corbell sounds good, but then when I listen to him, he don't say anything really. It always seems like there's like, well, we can't give this out. You know, it's like, exactly. We always have this, you know, we can't give you all this information. Here's just a little bit of it.
Yep. He's always got big news to drop and never does.
Nothing. And like, it's nothing. So, and then like the Gresh guy, I don't know. Like, I'm a big fan of Isaac Weishaupt. I've been a supporter of his forever, before he had a podcast, and like he did a breakdown of what he thought about Gresh. And it really kind of hit home with what I thought too, which is, it seems like a lot of, you know, the aliens are bad, be scared kind of thing. And I'm just not there. I don't know. I think if they were going to wipe us out, like, wouldn't they just be doing it?
One would assume.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. But the last thing I'll lead you, I'll get off here so I can go lay down. I'll watch the rest of the show. When one of you guys read that about the soul harvesting, that like blew my mind, where our souls would go in this other realm, and then they just get sucked back in because we all get amnesia or whatever that shit was. That's terrifying.
Yeah. I'm not trying to have that happen to me at all.
Me either. I know. I think I'm a very independent person because that's how we were. Like, we didn't all want to be part of a group. You know, you were your own person.
So. Exactly.
But anyway, love the show, guys. Thanks for listening and putting all the pieces together and kind of showed me the whole picture. So keep up the great work, and I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing your story.
Yep. We appreciate it. Stay safe, brother.
That was crazy.
That was, man.
I enjoyed that. I love the image that he painted of him being out in that singled out church with the two pastors out there and then reaching down his throat and pulling that thing out. Like, that was a vivid. Like, I don't know. Like, it made me see it in my brain. Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. That's
wild.
That's the conclusion that I came to. It's almost like something has attached itself to him in a time of vulnerability. He said he was going through a bunch of hard shit. And when he's looking to God, having more interest in God, thinking about getting baptized and stuff, this thing seemed to kind of increase the onslaught to not get him to go. And then when he did, got baptized, it shut it down.
Yeah.
And then that dream was just kind of confirmation saying, you know, you had some bad shit in you, but you got it taken care of.
Yep. That's 100% where I'm at, dude. As he was laying it out, at first I was confused until he hit where the priest pulled it out. And then afterwards he's like, and I woke up and I just felt loved. I felt like I was being hugged. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. I know where this is going.
Yeah.
No, it was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
It was absolutely awesome.
I'm glad we opened the lines up. The calls for fire tonight.
For sure. Absolutely.
It was dope. Yeah, it was cool. But it is that time, Hollow Cult. We're pushing 2 hours on here. Me and Kyle chatted for quite a while there.
You gotta get up and go to work.
Yeah. But we appreciate you all. Thanks for anybody that donated. Thanks to our callers, Rosemary, Jeff, Dave. We appreciate you guys calling in and
all of you
stepping forward and sharing your experiences with us. That it means a lot to us when you guys trust us with your experiences. Shout out to all the content creators in here that showed up to hang out. Countercult fellas, Necro's in here. I saw Paranormal Trucker pop in for a little bit. It was cool. So, until next time, if you're around Kansas City, come kick it with us at Metacon this weekend. We will be there. Get your grubby little mitts on the Hollow Sky versus Everybody shirts. Should be a fun time. Check us out at all our social medias. And till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And if a Latin priest reaches his hand down your throat, it's not always a negative thing.